Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who said writing is like driving a car at night. You can only see as far as your headlights illuminate, but you can make the whole trip that way. That was E.L. Doctorow, Edgar Lawrence Doctorow, born in the Bronx, 1931, best known for his novel Ragtime. Takes place in and around New York as World War I is looming. Fictional characters interacting with historical figures, Evelyn Nesbitt and Henry Ford, Teddy Roosevelt, Harry Houdini, and so forth. Doctorow went to college, got out of the Army, worked as a reservations clerk at LaGuardia, script reader at CBS Television. He was an editor at Dial Press, and then quit and started working on his novel, The Book of Daniel, came out in 1971. 3 years later came Ragtime, made into a movie by Milos Forman and adapted for Broadway, became a long-running musical. E.L. Doctorow, who said, when you're writing a book, you don't really think about it critically. You don't want to know too well what you're doing. First, you write the book, then you find the justification for it. The book is constructed as a conversation with someone doing most of the talking and someone doing most of the listening. It's the birthday of Barry Lopez, born in Port Chester, New York, 1945, author of Arctic Dreams and of Wolves and Men. Barry Lopez, who said, everything is held together with stories. That is all that is holding us together, stories and compassion. It's the birth of the novelist Elizabeth Strout, born Portland, Maine, 1956. Her family lived in Maine for 8 generations, grew up in a series of small towns. Her first novel was Amy and Isabel, 1998, followed by a book of linked short stories, Olive Kittredge, and in between, a bestseller, Abide With Me. And it's the birthday of the poet Khalil Gibran, born in a mountain village in Lebanon in 1883. His mother brought her 4 children to America. They settled in Boston. Members of the Boston aristocracy found Gibran charming. They invited him to social gatherings where he recited his poems. And he was heard by Alfred A. Knopf, who published his book, The Prophet, in 1923, which became very popular in the 1960s. And Khalil Gibran, now the 3rd best-selling poet in history, after William Shakespeare and Lao Tzu. Here's a poem for today by Joy Sutphen entitled Our Fathers. Our fathers, who lived all their lives on earth, are going now. They have given us all we need, and when we asked, they gave us more. Their names are beautiful to us, holy as the names of stars, as familiar as the roads we traveled, falling asleep on the way from one farm to another. Their kingdoms were small. They were never interested in more than one homestead. And as for evil, although they could not keep it from us, they tried to keep us from temptation, though we were like all children and wanted our own power and glory, world without end, forever and amen. Our Fathers, by Joy Sutphen, from her collection After Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.